So come into a comfortable seated position on your cushion or your chair, opening the crown into curiosity and trust, like a lotus flower on the top of your head. Feel the flow of universal energy that comes through when you open your crown. Let it wash over you and then flush any tension out of the body, rooting and grounding you, feeling your legs, your lower body, very firmly seated. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. So embody this, feel this in your body, this intentionality to be working and healing your inner child, your inner being. So let's take a few soft belly breaths and scan the body. On the in-breath, notice if there's any tension that needs releasing, any sounds you want to let out as you exhale, a sigh. You might want to shake your body a little bit. Arms and legs helps to wake up the body, but also moves the energy through the meridians so that you're really awake and present. Oftentimes, the yoga practices were essentially to prepare the body for sitting practice. So the stretching and the breathing and the visualization and the different asanas were really about clearing the pathway for the divine to come in. So whether you believe that or not, that's certainly one approach to preparing the body with the breath, with some stretching, rotating of the joints, ankles, wrists, neck, shoulders, hips. Just do a little circular motion with those major joints, and that helps to get the fluids in the joints moving, and tells the body to produce more of those fluids to keep the body supple and flexible. Feel how much more alive the body is just doing that. And then settle back down into your sits bones and drop a grounding cord into your earth chakra, your earth star. Deep breath. And then let's settle in with a few more circular breaths up the back of the body, over the top of the head, down the front of the body. It's just nice, creating an energy field around the body, up the back of the legs, over the top of the head, down the front of the body. One more, up the back of the legs, over the top of the head, down the front of the body. Nice and relaxing. Really peaceful. And now allow yourself to drift to a place that's very safe and comfortable. It can be where you may have gone in some of the other meditations, or maybe you choose a new location. It doesn't have to even be on this planet. It can be on some star system in the distant galaxy, where all is peaceful and balanced and perfect. Notice the flora and fauna, the smells and the sounds, even the tastes of the air. It is a place that perfectly nourishes your body. You feel grounded and healthy, balanced and content in this place. And you can also bring up that very gentle tapping, just putting your hands on your lap and raising the fingertips, one side and then the other. So it's very slow and gentle, Just providing a little bit of stimulation from the left to the right. You might even feel a little bit of like a wave motion left to right or a rocking. It's just a wonderful way to balance. It actually feels good to the crystals in the ear to move the head very slowly left to right. It's good for the fluids in the brain and the spine. This spinal fluid, when it's like honey, and when we can slow down and tune into it, it actually bathes the nervous system with this very slow tapping and rocking. Beautiful. So today we're going to go back to a time between the ages of 5 and 8 years old. We're not going to go back quite as far as we have. And again, if you can't remember, this is just an imaginary exercise. But imagine yourself in a setting where you're learning a new skill. Maybe you're learning to write, or you're learning your times tables, or you're learning to swim, or you're learning to ride a horse, or kick a soccer ball. Maybe you're playing baseball with your father. In any case, it's an exploration and a what we call purposeful play. And at this stage of development, learning new skills is our job as children. It's our job to acquire these skills, and the brain, you know, helps us with our fine motor skills. We're developing how to hold a pencil and how to move objects around, how to feed ourselves, how to tie shoes, how to do all these little things that are little victories, right? So pick one or two things. And maybe you're imagining or remembering a time when you were in school, and pick something that you really liked to do. Okay, and you can keep that balanced flow of tapping left to right at the same time. So maybe you were doing a science experiment, or you had an ant farm, or I collected inchworms 1 year. I mean, maybe there's just ladybugs, you know. Children are fascinated, but as we become older, we want to, as children, we're still in a state of wonder, but we're also starting to develop skills of mastering our world, you know. So find something that you enjoyed learning to do. And maybe it was learning to ride a bike. And I would like you at this point to invite your ideal guides and guardians to come and be a part of this learning with you. And they beam their love and their delight and their excitement in your own play and discovery. And maybe you're doing an experiment, you're not sure how it's going to work out, you know, the volcano with the baking soda, who knows if it's really going to explode. And then it does. The whatever you're doing has an outcome that pleases you and delights these inner parents, these inner guides. And there's a joyous laughter, there's an encouragement. And notice, as you're experiencing this attunement from your parents, that there's a desire to explore even more. Your confidence builds, because even if the project didn't quite succeed, their love for you, their delight, their attention on you gives you the courage, the confidence to keep doing and trying and exploring new things. It's a natural evolutionary progression that as we explore with loving, it's a basic need. In addition to the other needs we've addressed of being protected and comforted and then attuned to and delighted in, this stage of our development, our parents, our inner guides, delight in our exploration of the world. They encourage our independence. They even encourage our mistakes, because that's how we're going to learn. And maybe the volcano blows up, but it, you know, blows up all over the kitchen and the ceiling, and they just laugh, and then you clean up together, and it's all very joyous and fun. And then maybe the next thing is you want to do something new. You want to make cookies this time, or you want to make bread, or you want to go outside and try that bike again without the training wheels. So take a deep breath and experience the feeling in your body of what it's like to have that witness of your purposeful play. And notice that it generates more excitement in you, that your crown chakra is more open even in that curiosity, in that inspiration, because your inner guides are with you. And maybe you fast forward to a time when you're an older student. Maybe you're writing a paper or a dissertation in college, but the inner guides are still there saying you have something to offer. Don't give up. Keep learning. Keep researching. Keep exploring. You will find your truth. And they continue to delight in you, and you can see it in their eyes, that your purposeful play is leading to something. It's creative, it's generative. And it's not about an outcome, it's about the process. They just delight in you. So develop this scene for a few more minutes. And maybe you go from one thing to another because you're so excited to show them, look, I can do the bike, and then I know how to do this on the computer, and then I learned how to sew, and I made this little dress for my dog, or, you know, there's just endless, limitless creative possibilities, and their delight and joy in you is also endless, and their support for your exploration. So take a few minutes to wrap this scene. You can always come back and create more. And this is a great way to begin to recognize what your gifts are now. What is your deepest heart's desire? And feel your guardians and guides going, absolutely, explore that. Explore that. Go for it. So come back to your adult self in your safe place, still tapping on your body. Deep breath. And feel the excitement that gets generated through this kind of meditation and visualization, when we can have that support for our creativity, that witness, that it's like having an inner life coach, that internal guide, cheerleader, inner parent that just adores you, that has no other agenda other than to support your exploration and your purpose. So feel that in your adult body. Anchor that with the tapping on either leg. And then take a few deep breaths. Exhale. Come back to the room, flutter your eyelids open, and enjoy your day.